Winning.
Weekly.
Smith for the win.
Runchy K.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to week 8 of Winning Picks Weekly. Straight off a Greg Hail Mary parlay hit. We'll get into all that. 2-1 on the best bets last week for Greg. I mean, what else can you ask for on the from the Winning Picks Weekly pod? Gets a over 500 also on the full spread. I mean, coming for the analysis, but you just tail our picks last week. You're walking in with thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I mean, we were saying it last week. All you need to do is hit one or two a year. You're going to be profitable. I hit my one plus 2,500. There's 17, 18 weeks. Count the playoffs. There's 20-something weeks. If you stay consistent with your bets, say as I do, not as I, you know, do as I say, not as I do. Be consistent with your bets. Pick a unit that you can bet all year long. $100 a game, $100 a week. If you bet $100 every week, you're up on the whole entire season right now. So you're just playing with house money. It's a beautiful thing if you hit one of those Hail Marys. So happy I did it. Happy I fought and scraped and I said I might start doubling down on my best bets. We're both sitting at 12-12 right now on our best bets. Exactly where we want to be at this point. There's a lot of season left. So I'm happy where we're at. You know, we're looking pretty good right now. I'm happy with the last couple of weeks, how they've been going. For me, it's been up and down on the full slate, but you know, as long as you go down, as long as you get back up and you have a good week, that's all that matters. So it's been good. Yeah. I'm ready for this week. I'm excited.
Yeah, it was just a terrible week of football last week. I think everyone could agree to that.
Yeah.
And the gambling wasn't too bad. Our lines here are a little different from the lines that are here for Sunday. The ones we're actually betting. So it's kind of tough. Like, I killed it on Atlanta last week, personally. Yeah. But here I lost it. So, you know, come here for the analysis because, you know, if you're taking Atlanta, you're good to go.
Exactly.
But, you know, go ahead.
And I mean, last week I was 7-6, you were 6-7. So, like you were saying, a couple of points here and there, you know, you know, in real life, you could have been up 3 or 4 units just because we do this midweek. We try to do this early in the week. So by Sunday, the points move a lot. So yeah, come here for the analysis. Spotify, Apple, Alexa, anything. Find our podcast, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. YouTube, Knicks, Jets, etc. is the main. And then we're one of the playlists on there. So check it out.
Subscribe, you guys, baby.
Yeah, subscribe, like, all that stuff. You guys have been doing great. You guys have been getting heavy into the Knicks stuff, which I love. We're playing tonight. We're killing the Bulls. I hope you hold
on to that. First place in the East, baby. First place, man. In the East.
Bulls fans were talking breezy this week, yo. We're such a better team. It's not even close.
But anyway.
I honestly
didn't even watch a single minute of this Green Bay Arizona game because of it. So here we are, Green Bay Arizona.
You haven't missed a single thing.
Cool. Let's talk about it real quick. Honestly, yep. I know is Green Bay covers when Devontae Adams doesn't play. The line moves severely. JJ Watt being out is a problem for Arizona. Short week. DeAndre Hopkins hamstring. I just got a notification that he's out now. Yep. I don't know if he was productive in this game. I just know he's out now. I like Green Bay in this game. I saw the scores 10-7. So obviously, you know, it's easy to say now, but I had Green Bay the whole way just because Devontae Adams isn't in there. Just got to take Green Bay. I've been learning a lot, man. I've been learning a lot from these couple weeks. I'm finally in tune. My team is out. The Jets are out. Your background, my background, they're out.
Yep.
So it's time. It's time for football.
Full gambling. Basketball's back. World Series is going on.
I'm ready.
Gambling full swing.
I'm ready, baby. So you
hit a Hail Mary parlay. We got a little money in our pockets to play with.
So, Green Bay 5.5. That's the sharp side, man.
So full disclosure, right? Like you're saying, the game's going on right now. I think it's halftime right now. I had Arizona going to this one. I said it 2 weeks ago and I killed myself 2 weeks ago. Green Bay was playing Chicago. I said, who has Green Bay beat? They beat nobody. And then they came out and they killed Chicago. Turns out Chicago was nobody too. Yeah. That was a blowout. That was, I own you. That was the whole thing. So, going into this game, I said the same thing. Who has Green Bay beat since that game? They beat Chicago and they beat some other crap team. So again, they still haven't beat anyone. They're up 10-7 right now. I think they're still plus money.
They just got a touchdown. So
Green Bay did?
Aaron Rodgers, Randall Cobb just got a notification.
Let's go. Because I took them at halftime. They were plus 200 at halftime. They're up 3 points.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, that's $100 to win 200. Hopefully that's easy. And that was money line, not even spread. So, right. Yeah.
That's cool. So you stick with your Arizona pick, right?
I am, just because we had it before the game. So I don't want to flip-flop now. But it's not looking great right now. But that was my analysis going into it. 7-0. Both these teams top of the league against the spread. I think they're both 6-1, so it was smart for you to take the points. They're both good teams. And, yeah, let's get into the Sunday slate because I have a couple questions for you about some of these.
Let's go. What are your questions?
Who do I take in an Atlanta-Carolina game? Because now it's turning out that I can't bet the Carolina Panthers right. So I don't know who I'm taking in Carolina versus Atlanta, the first game of the Sunday slate. And this is why I love gambling so much because, to me, this game is a – y'all never care about in a million years, but I kind of feel like I have to bet
Atlanta. Put a dime on it.
Yeah, because I've been betting Carolina. They've sucked. You've been talking about Sam Darnold sucking for the last 3 weeks. I've been saying, oh, he's just one bad game. It's two bad games. Now it's three bad games. They're talking about bringing in Deshaun Watson. We don't even know if he can play. So, I mean, it's bad right now for Carolina. Again, had them, was really hot on them. We were talking about them week three. We were like, oh man, look at the rest of this schedule. They could go 7-1, 8-1 or something like that. And it's been totally off the rails. So I want to take Atlanta, but then I can't bet Atlanta right. It's Atlanta at home minus 2.5. So I'm thinking Atlanta at home field goal game. And then that makes me completely flip and think, all right, I have to take Carolina because I like Atlanta. So, and if you're the only people that can understand me out there are gamblers and degenerates. Because what I'm saying right to now. Me sounds like nothing. So who are you taking in this one?
So I totally feel you. And on top of that, the last 2 weeks, I mean, technically three NFL weeks. I think we're talking in dog years, three NFL weeks, but two Falcons weeks because they had the bye, right? They beat the Jets in London, kind of killed them, if we're being honest, right? Blew them out of the water from the kickoff. Kind of almost Falconed it at the end, but they were fine. Had the bye week. And then they absolutely murdered the Miami Dolphins, which are bottom three team in the NFL. They've been killing it.
Okay.
You're right. The Carolina Panthers have not looked good without McCaffrey. Sam Darnold obviously looks different without him, without his crutch.
Yeah.
It's easy to throw him 15 balls. He's getting 150 yards on a touchdown. It changes your stats a little bit. Okay. Also, you don't get a turnover if he's there.
Yeah.
My whole thing, though, it's been Shaq Thompson.
Okay.
Shaq Thompson's playing. He's been out a couple of weeks, and every week he's out, they can't do a thing, dude. It's insane. They literally cannot play defense without him.
It's crazy. They were like the best defense in the league for the first 3 weeks, and now they just forgot how to play defense.
Shaq Thompson, he's limited in practice. He said they're going to figure it out more on Saturday if he's going to play or not.
Okay.
So more of a game time decision, he said. The fact that he was limited in practice and he didn't say no makes me lean toward Shaq Thompson, but it's almost a CJ Mosley situation where, like, if Thompson doesn't play, I honestly kind of want the Falcons. However, Sam Darnold being bad, I know I've been ragging on Sam Darnold, and I'm glad you brought that up because, like, so you know, I'm not like all of a sudden homering back.
Yeah.
But if there's any time to bounce back, man, if there's any, like, it's built on the line, right? It's baked in the line that Sam Darnold's bad, right? Plus 2.5, they're getting points. The Falcons are not better than the Panthers. It's a division game. They're going to run the ball with Hubbard.
Yeah, you're indoors in the dome.
If Shaq Thompson's there, I think Carolina could money line this game.
Okay. Give me Atlanta. Give me Atlanta minus 2.
I like that. That's perfect.
In the hopes that Carolina wins, but give me Atlanta minus 2. I'm hoping to jinx myself here.
Perfect. That's perfect. That means Carolina's a lock.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Give me Atlanta minus 2.
So, I'm looking good already. 2-0 on the week. Now we got Miami at Buffalo.
Yep.
Buffalo 13.5 right now. That's what we have. That's what we see it as.
Yes.
That's convenient for us.
Yep.
Two touchdowns is nice. I think they have to blow them out of the water, especially in Buffalo, right?
They're going to kill them.
Okay. I mean, all the double-digit favorites this year especially have been hitting pretty well.
I'm killing myself because I said it last week. I said, oh, you know, when the teams give that many points, it's usually like they're a step above everyone. and I took all the underdogs and I went 1-2. So if you just took all the favorites, you could have went 2-1. I'm sticking to it. I know what I'm saying with these favorites. Buffalo is a step above Miami. They're not close in any regard. Offense, defense, special teams. Buffalo -13.5. Come Sunday, if it's 14, 14.5, still is fine with me. I think they're going to win by 3 touchdowns. They're going to kill this team. Buffalo might shut them out.
Yeah, okay. Shut out two teams this year already. You're right. Because, okay, so here's the thing, right? We're talking gambling. We're talking lines. The players, the injuries, unless it's a game time decision, right? It's all baked in.
Yeah.
Right? It's all in the numbers. So what we're talking about, our analysis, is a little bit of what I call cluster injuries, right? Or injuries that are just too important, like CJ Mosley, you know, for the Jets. Like Shaq Thompson, even though it's just Shaq, it's just one guy, but it's a big guy. Okay, it's the brain of the defense. It's the brain of the offense. You know what I mean? And sometimes you can't lose that guy. And like, for example, Mayfield to Keenum isn't that much of a drop off, even though that's the quarterback, you know? So it just depends on the team and situation. But what we do talk about is motivation, right? Mm-hmm. So why I like Carolina in the previous game is because they're going to be motivated. Sam Darnold's going to be super motivated. He's got to keep his job. You know what I mean? Like, this is it.
I mean,
like,
getting benched for PJ Washington's tough.
Yeah, so he's on a mission. Buffalo at home versus division. Like, they're motivated to just kill Miami. It's still nice out in Buffalo. They're motivated to beat Miami. They're not going to look past this game. They're not going to look past the Dolphins.
And they're coming off a bye, if I remember correctly, right? They had a bye last week. And the week before that, they lost to Tennessee in a tight one. So they've had 2 weeks to sit on that. I personally like that. I feel like that kind of motivates a team a little bit. Like, you can't just go out there and kill a bad team and get it over with. You have to sit for an extra week and think about it. So
I like that too. I forgot that they lost off that. That's nice. I like that.
Yeah. They beat Kansas City and they let down against Tennessee, and now they've had 2 weeks to sit on it. So I like Buffalo. To me, this is like one of those spots. You see it with the team every year, and I think there's a chance it's for Buffalo this year, right around this spot where they just hit the gas pedal and they're just coming out strong and they're just killing teams. Like, the Chiefs have done it a couple times where they look a little weak early on and then they just win 11 straight. I think Buffalo has a chance to do that. So Buffalo, for me, a best bet this week. One of my best bets is Buffalo -13.5.
Okay. Double digits. I like that. And by the way, this is not our double best bet, but our double best bet again hit last week.
2-0, baby.
So just throw that out there. So when we're together, it's not too bad. We always say we're worried, but we're doing okay. I'm with you on Buffalo. This is one of your best bets. I'm not going to go that far, but I like Buffalo here. I'm still skittish on the double digit stuff, but I like it. I'm taking it. I can best bet it, but it's okay. I'll take it. Next up, we got San Francisco at Chicago. I mean, Chicago getting 3.5 to me is Vegas begging us to take Chicago at 3.5. The Chicago Bears are absolutely awful. Where are the Justin Fields fanatics that were yelling at me for months? Where are they?
Nowhere to be found.
Like, they're going to blame Matt Nagy, okay? But, like, are you watching the same game I am? The Bears defense, without their three big guys, without Khalil Mack and Quinn and Hicks, they stink. And they're not playing. I honestly, at this point, Chicago's on my bet against list. I don't care who they're playing. I don't care what the spread is. It does not matter. I cannot take the Chicago Bears. I just can't. 3.5, I just can't do it. How in the world is this? How are they going to keep it within a touchdown? How? Are they going to score or are they going to defend? What are they going to do? I don't know which one they're going to do.
So my problem with Chicago, I can't quit betting Chicago. It's like an addiction. It's a real problem that I have. I lose money every week betting on them. I don't know why.
Why are you taking them, man? I have something to do with, like,
they remind me of the Jets, and I don't take the Jets, so I feel like the Bears
Stay away from the side, man. Betting the Jets hurts me so bad.
Yeah, it's disgusting, and so is betting on the Bears. But the Bears have this weird thing where they lose terribly, and then they, like, come home and win against a bad team. And then it's, like, this weird, like, yo-yo that they go through. Like, the Jets, I feel like we just go on these, like, extended losing streaks. With the Bears, I don't feel like they do. I feel like they lose atrociously. And then they come home in front of their fans, and they beat up on these bad teams. San Francisco 49ers are not good. They're not a good football team. I think they're 2-5 right now this year. Everyone's hurt again.
They're 1-5 against the spread, bro.
1-5 against the spread. One of the worst teams. So I was just trying to look up and see what the Bears are against the spread. I feel like they're not as bad. 3-4. So, I like the Bears in this one at home, getting points. I'm taking the Bears again, but I'm getting close to you where. I would have guessed that they were like 1-5 as well, but they're 3-4 against the spread. They're not terrible, but at
they
home,
had a couple good games.
I think this is a spot where they bounce back and they win, and then Matt Nagy keeps his job for another couple more weeks. Low key, I heard today. I don't know if you heard this. I saw on Twitter and I saw a couple other things, and like not like random people, but some legit people saying like Kyle Shanahan might be on the hot seat, which I think that's bananas. But
well, because there's a whole thing about. The quarterback situation there. Some of them wanted Justin Fields. Some of them wanted to trade Garoppolo. Some of them wanted to trade Lance. And so there's a whole issue going on there. Now that they're stinking it up.
And now they can't win.
Well, that's what makes me want to take San Francisco here, the motivation.
Yeah.
Like, I think that San Francisco has to win this game. And to be honest with you, I really like, you know, we don't discuss our analysis for these games. And I don't really know your picks. I kind of know where you're leading towards, but I don't really know your picks before we, you know, get on this Winning Picks Weekly and go at it.
Yep.
And I'm so happy you took that angle because I'm reading on the other side. And literally the articles I'm reading are how Matt Nagy's getting fired after this game. Like this is going to be the game. Like if they get killed by the lowly San Francisco 49ers who, like you said, are actually motivated. Like they have their own things to worry about. They don't, you know, they need this win. They're desperate, so they're trying to get this win so they can keep their job. It looks like this might be the one. Like Chicago going 3-5, they're still alive. But if they get blown out and they, you know, you could switch coaches, you can kind of take a shot at those wild cards still. If you're in the NFC, you know what I mean. 3-5, you're alive. Like the division's gone with Green Bay in there, but you're still alive, man. So I think this is a huge bounce back for San Francisco. Get to 3-4. Chicago being 3-5 makes sense to me.
I like that. I'm taking the points. I'm taking the home team, Chicago, for me.
Makes sense.
Let's get to a divisional game because it's kind of this is scaring me that we're on the same side on this one. Pittsburgh going on the road, coming off a bye, going on the road to the beat up Cleveland Browns. Earlier in the week, it's Thursday night, so we don't have the, you know, the final injury reports. Cleveland's been, I jinxed them so hard. Early in the season, I was Cleveland, give me Super Bowl odds, give me them to win the NFC, give me them to win the division. They're a deep team, they can withstand injuries, and boy, they are putting that to the test. Odell Beckham, both shoulders are hurt. Both shoulders need surgery. He's not getting it. He's going to fight through it. Landry's hurt. Both running backs are hurt. Linemen are hurt. What's Chubb's his name? Mayfield back. Didn't play. What's up?
Chubb's coming back, apparently.
Chubb, possibly. So that's the thing. All these guys are possibly coming back, possibly not. We don't know right Landry. Now. So, right now we have the line Pittsburgh +3.5. I like the Pittsburgh defense. I like Pittsburgh +3.5 on this one. Coming off a bye, getting heal up a little bit, getting a rest up a little bit. And this is a division game. This is going to be low scoring. This is going to be ugly. And I like the defense in this one. I'm taking Pittsburgh.
Greg, this is my best, one of my best bets of the week, man. I'm feeling confident about this one. Pittsburgh +3.5 is almost easy to me. I'm not even lying.
Yeah.
Listen, you can go back and listen to my Cleveland takes. And this is why I say it's all about analysis. I have gotten them right every single week, but I have been on the wrong side of them. I've been picking them wrong, but I've been telling you exactly what Cleveland's going to be. Okay. It just so happens to be that I'm picking the wrong side, which I know sounds kind of off, but I told you that Keenum falling off, Keenum to Mayfield was not a fall off at all.
Yep.
Anyone could run behind that line. Like they don't do anything special. They just do the same thing over and over. They play good defense. They run the ball. And that's how they win these sloppy, disgusting games. And they've been pulling it out, right? So I've been on the wrong side of those pullouts. I'm like, okay, they're not going to win those games. And they have been. Pittsburgh, like you said, like you started off, is so motivated.
Yeah.
I have to go with Pittsburgh here. The only thing is, and this is kind of weird and off, right? They have some players on defense that I care about, like Watt, and he's going to play. And like, if he's out, it's worrisome. Weirdly enough, for Pittsburgh, it's Claypool, dude. Like, when I rewatch Pittsburgh games, because we don't really.
He's been banged up.
Yeah, but when I rewatch Pittsburgh games, because I watch Red Zone and the Jets during time, so I go back and I want to see what's going on with Pittsburgh, right? With Juju out, Claypool gets like a 30-yarder every single game, and without it, Pittsburgh would lose every game. But Pittsburgh and Big Ben specifically has been doing that for years. Like, that's his formula, to have a Claypool type of guy and have that one big play or two big plays every game. If Claypool's out, like you said, he's banged up. I'm a little worried, honestly. I still love that they're getting points, like 3.5. Give me that. I like Pittsburgh to be 4-3 after this, and Cleveland to be 4-4. Like that, I like the way that's shaping up. I like Pittsburgh, man. They get a lot of heat, especially because Big Ben and his injuries. But off a bye week, Mike Tomlin pissed off about this USC thing. I literally love that man.
Divisional game too, man.
I just love Mike Tomlin. That's another thing, man. I literally love that man. So why would he's motivated anywhere right now? Oh my god, it's so silly. He's so motivated. He's getting. It's my best bet, and I like the money line.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm going to jump into my second best bet.
Okay.
I'm hyped right now. I'm getting to my second best bet right now. It's another team that I feel like I've been all over, especially analysis wise. And this is the Indianapolis Colts, dude. Okay. Indianapolis Colts getting a point. Like, the fact that they're underdogs, I know it's basically a pick 'em game, but the fact that they're underdogs at home in a division game is weird to me. You know what? This might be my, what am I missing? This is my honorary, what am I missing pick of the week, because I can't go against my big, what am I missing pick. But this is my honorary, what am I missing pick. Tennessee's 5-2. Why are they only -1.5 at the lowly Indianapolis Colts? Right? Indianapolis Colts are bad, right? Yeah. Everyone says Carson Wentz stinks. King Henry, we know that the guy in second place is closer to last place than he is to Henry. Henry's the man. He can get MVP. He's going to break all the records. This line should be, in my opinion, -5.5 Tennessee. That's number one.
Well, isn't it kind of, in a way, kind of close? Because it should be, right? Because Indy's home, so it should be -3. So at 1.5, it kind of is like a 4.5-point swing, which they were just 5.5-point underdogs against the Chiefs and the Bills.
That's the thing, but they smacked both those teams.
They smacked both those teams, and the Indianapolis Colts are not the Chiefs or the Bills.
That's what I'm saying. So this game should be cake, right? Yeah. This game should be money in the bank.
And that's when Vegas makes all their money. That's why I'm taking Indianapolis with you. They hit you with the rope-a-dope. They set you up for this one. Everyone's going to be on Tennessee. It's probably going to be one of the most public games besides Cincy and Buffalo this week. And it's just, I think, Indianapolis at home, we get a division game. This is a big one. I'm wondering what Indy is to win the division. I want to look that up. Because if they win this one, they move to what, 4-2? Or no, 4-3? 4-4?
Indy right now is 3-4. They'll be a 500, 4-4.
Yeah, and they'll have the win against Tennessee, which would be huge for them, so...
Well, they're getting healthy, man.
Jonathan Taylor can run. He's the only one that has a chance at catching, Derrick Henry. So, yeah, I mean, right now the Colts are +350 to win the division. I kind of like that. If you think you got a chance at winning this one, I like that +350.
All right. Well, listen, man, I've been on the Colts. Darius Leonard's playing. I was a little worried about their safety going down. But it didn't seem to bother them. Okay. Quiddy, I know I'm always on Darius Leonard, and yes, he still means a lot to that team. But you know who the new guy that means a lot to this Indianapolis Colts team, man? The more I watch them, Quiddy Pay.
Okay.
Quiddy Pay is in there. He stops the run. You can't do anything against this team.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, he's going to stop Derrick Henry. Or at least contain him. He's not going to have a Derrick Henry day. Indianapolis is going to win this game. This is going to be a some spread
kind of
game. I'm telling you, this game is going to be a some spread type of game, and this is my second best bet.
I love it. I love that. So let's go to the Philadelphia-Detroit game. So I'm interested in who you got in this one. We're both on the same page on Pittsburgh. We're both on the same page on Indy. Detroit at home, 0-7, but doing okay against the spread. +3.5 at home against Philadelphia, who I feel like run hot and cold. They're kind of all over the place. Detroit, I feel like, plays teams close. I mean, they had a couple close field goal games. They had a close enough game last week against the Rams, who were Super Bowl contenders. I think it was a touchdown game or something like that. So, Detroit +3.5. I'm on Detroit on this one. I think this is Detroit's last real chance at getting a win here before they play a couple tough games coming up. So Philadelphia, like I said, it depends who you get. They're Jekyll and Hyde. You never know who you're going to get with them. So at home, Detroit +3.5 points. To me, that screams that Philadelphia is 6 points better than Detroit. I don't think that's true. I think that Detroit has shown some flashes here and there. I think when Philadelphia is bad, they're as bad as anyone. So I like Detroit in this one +3.5. Who do you like in this one?
This is interesting, man, because I've been the sucker for Detroit. I've been in love with the Detroit points all year long. And like we said, every time there's these big favorites, they've been winning this year. So I've been on the sucker bet of Detroit every single week. I'm being honest. And on the flip side, we all know I can never get Philadelphia right. Ever. And unfortunately for you, that just means I'm taking Detroit this week. I'm getting the 3 in the hook at home. And like you said, they threw the hypothetical bag at the game last week, right? They had the fake punt.
They did everything.
They literally did everything. And I have a question, though. This is my question back to you for this game and why I left it blank, right, in our sheet. Because I honestly don't know. This one's a tough game. I'm obviously staying away from this game in real life.
Yep.
Do you think that Philly could – I mean, do you think that Detroit is kind of has like a hangover from the Super Bowl last week? Like, last week was their Super Bowl. They need to prove that they won the trade. It's against the crazy Rams. They're motivated. They need a win. They did all these trickeries, right? Like, that fake punt wasn't just like a fake punt open receiver. He threw like, that guy was covered. They threw like, that was like a legit pass.
It's insane.
You know what I mean? Like, these guys were trying really hard and lost. Do you think that there's a sort of hangover there, or do you think that kind of that kind of rolls over into this game?
I don't think so. Just because it wasn't – I mean, I could see that as a letdown spot for sure, but you still lost the game. You're still 0-7. So
you think it was like a moral victory, like a moral high or a moral low after that game, or kind of like doesn't matter?
I don't think so. I think if they won that game, then yes, huge letdown spot. Especially if you beat the Rams, who, like I said, are contending for a Super Bowl. So, but they didn't win. They had kept it close, but just because of trick plays and catching the Rams off guard on some spots. So,
Detroit Eagles are probably going to win this game by 2 touchdowns. If I'm out on them, honestly, that's how I feel.
Of course, but I'm taking Detroit +3.5 on this one.
Do you feel confident? I'm with you. I'm wondering.
No, like I said, I think this is one of the last chances Detroit has to win a game. So I feel like it's kind of now or never. I hope the pressure's on.
Well, they're playing the Bears, bro.
But yeah, the Bears, I feel like, are just better than them, though. Maybe I'm wrong in that.
The Bears, don't worry. We'll get there. We'll get there when we get there. But they still have some games to win.
Yeah.
This isn't it for them. All right, moving on to let's just go into it because we were just talking about them, the Rams.
Okay.
They have their double-digit favorite again this week. They didn't cover it last week. One of the ones that didn't cover.
Yep.
In that 4 o'clock slate last week. They're -14 on the hook against the Tyrod Taylor. That's right. The Tyrod Taylor Houston Texans. I'm honestly, I didn't look this up. I could right now. Do the Rams cover double digits? I feel like every time Sean McVay specifically too is double digit favorite, he never covers. He's all hype. Am I? Is that just like an eye test? I'll look it up. I don't know. That's how I feel. And based on that, this is my Okay, look, dude. I took Buffalo -13.5. I can't take two double digit favorites. I just can't do it. I legitimately can't. I can't have that on the card. I have to take Houston 14.5, especially because everyone's going to be off of them because he traded Mark Ingram. Who cares, dude? Who cares if they traded Mark Ingram? See, like, these types of weeks, Greg, is honestly when I eat. Like, I'm going to wait for this line to blow up because who cares? The line is moving now because of Mark Ingram. Like, what are we talking about? You know, this is like really separates the pros versus the Joes. So 14.5. Give me that, man. Like, if Tyrod Taylor is, by accident gets a touchdown, they cover this game.
Yeah.
They've been good against wide receivers too. And that's where the Rams really eat.
Yeah. Everything makes me think, especially like what you were just talking. You just like kind of convinced me that I should go with Houston with this one. But going back to last week, you know, with these double-digit teams, but then they just played the Detroit so close. Are they really that much worse? You know, because the spread was so high, I was really leaning the Rams into this one. But, yeah, I'm going to stick with them just because I think that last week kind of scared them a little bit. And I don't know. Houston's one of those teams I can't gauge, like, they won week one against Jacksonville, and then obviously Tyrod's been out. So, like, is he going to come back and is he going to be healthy? Is he going to be out by the second quarter?
Does it matter to you that they're home dogs?
I like that they're home. Two touchdowns plus the hook is a ton of points. But
yeah, like, what is this line in LA? 24? Like, come on. Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is a ton, right? 17, 18 points. But I'm sick with the Rams with this one. Even if I go 1-1 with the Buffalo spread, I'll be okay.
That's what
with
I'm thinking too. That's why I can't take the points on both of those. So I understand philosophy on yours or your way too.
Yeah, I'm sick with the Rams. So give me the Rams minus 14.5.
All right, cool. I'll take Houston there, which leaves us to, of course, we leave the best for last, huh, Greg? The best for last. New York Jets and Mike White. One team consensus in the NFL, Cincinnati Bengals at MetLife.
It's crazy.
You know what, Greg? You think that's crazy? Let me tell you what's even crazier. First of all, this line's at 10 right now.
Yes. It's going to move even more by Sunday.
It's going to move even more by Sunday. The whole world's on Cincinnati. Here's what I don't like, man. Okay? First of all, let's talk about the Jets. We cover the Jets, right? So we know a little bit more about them. Jerod Davis is coming back, the linebacker. CJ Mosley is going to play. That's fun. Okay, they're coming back a little healthy. They got Joe Flacco in the back.
Two big pieces we missed last week. We got scored on a zillion times.
Yeah, exactly. Could not stop the run. They literally killed us on the run, and it was over.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. We also were pretty good in the secondary. That's what the Jets do. On the other side, we have a guy named Mike White. That's right, Mike White. Okay. No need to go into it any longer. The craziest part is, and what really makes no sense to me, Greg, is it moved from -4 to now 10 because we went from Zach Wilson to Mike White. I don't care if this is Aaron Rodgers to Mike White. Okay? It's not going. It's just not.
I think part of it too is just how is just like how heavy it's being bet. I mean,
this is nuts, dude. This is nuts.
It's like 98% the money's on Cincinnati though.
That's not what I have.
That's what it was yesterday. Down to 85%.
Oh, I have it at but that's the number of bets. But the money, I have it at almost 50-50. 53% Cincinnati, 47% New York.
Really on the spread.
On the money. Yeah, like the money, not on the percentage of bets, just on the percentage of actual money being spent.
Okay.
That's another thing that makes it weird. You know, that means the Joes, that's who puts in the bets because that's what you're throwing in the teasers and the parlays and all that nonsense. I don't know, man. Yeah. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm taking Jets plus 10 here. And not because I have this big Jets thing behind me and not because you have this Jets thing behind you and not because I think the Jets have a chance in this game. Solely because this game does not deserve to move from -4 to -10 or -11 based on the drop off from Mike White to Zach Wilson or Zach Wilson to Mike White rather. That makes absolutely no sense to me. Plus, we're getting linebackers back. Plus, we're at home and we're desperate. We're not going to get embarrassed. Like, obviously, we're going to get embarrassed with the Jets, but we're not going to get embarrassed off the field to the point where it goes from -4 to -10, 11, 12, wherever it ends up. Give me the Jets. This could be my hold your nose. Honestly, hold your nose and take the Jets, dude. Hold your nose and take the Jets. You don't want to take the Jets. It's Mike White. It's the best team in the league. It's Cincinnati. Hold your nose and take the Jets. That's it.
Cincinnati, put them down for me. Best bet of the week. They're going to kill. You thought the Patriots game was bad? Wait till
this is not going to be worse. This is not going to be worse than the Patriots game. No chance.
It's going to be so gross.
I don't think so.
48-3.
Oh my goodness, I really don't. I mean, here's the thing, Mike White stinks, and I agree, but they're not going to let him do anything. We're just going to run the ball. Exactly. Like, what if we run the ball 100, like, we're just not going to let it, we're going to keep it within.
We're going to punt, digits. We're going to punt 45 times. We can't do anything on that.
Good point, Brayden Mann coming back.
We can't do anything. I'm telling you, we might not score this week.
Yeah, I'm taking the plus. I don't even want to talk about it. Just hold your nose and take him.
Perfect. Let's go to the 4 o'clock window.
Let's do it. The dreaded 4 o'clocks, man. I stink at the 4 o'clocks, and here we are. 4 o'clock's the prime time. Give me Thursday 1 o'clock. That's where I live.
Yeah.
I'm a steady downfall from here. Let's start with a little revenge game for Hunter Henry, New England at the LA Chargers. Dude, this is my honorary. Double honorary, what am I missing? Why in the world is New England +5.5 at the Chargers? The Chargers got smacked by the Ravens. And New England just dropped a 50 burger on the division team. Like, what's the problem? Why are they 5.5?
Yeah, I don't know. And I maybe because they're going out to the West Coast, but that doesn't really make too much of a difference. The Chargers, like you said, they got smacked, and then they had a bye last week. So kind of in Buffalo, same thing, where they look bad, and then they had to sit on it for an extra week, which I kind of like. 5.5 is a lot of points, but I just think the New England Patriots are just going to beat bad teams, and they're going to have trouble with really good teams. I think the Chargers are good. I think they, you know. They laid an egg against Baltimore, but if they didn't, they end up winning that game. They're 5-1 right now. They're sitting at 4-2, and they know they need to get this win if they're going to have a shot at the division this year. Just because it's tough. I mean, Kansas City is going to get it together at some point. What's up?
By a touchdown though?
Yeah, yeah.
No,
and I think their offense is just too good. I think New England's defense is okay, like I said, against bad teams, but I don't know about against good teams. They just have too much firepower. So Hunter Henry, though, might be nice. A little prop, take him to get a touchdown. A little revenge game action.
Patriots could win this game. Week.
We'll see. I like the Chargers -5.5.
Yeah, no, I almost like the money line here, but I hate the Patriots, so just take the 5.5. It's an easy field goal game. Speaking of field goal games, we got apparently two coming up. The toughest one, I would say, is Washington at Denver. Denver -2.5 at home, sitting at right now. Did that move?
I think it's still 2.5.
I don't have it at 2.5. I have it at 3. It opened at 4. I have it at 2.5 anywhere. I see it at 3.
I see it at 3.
Yeah, so I think this is 3. What do you think, man?
I think
Denver at home and Mile High. I think this is the game that they get it together.
Yeah, I mean, they had
Jerry Judy's coming back.
Yeah, we talked about them being like a fraudulent 3-0. They beat up some bad teams, and then they had a tough couple games against good teams. I like that. Just because I was
third best bet.
Yeah, what I was going to say is they're back to playing a bad team. Like, Washington's not good at football right now, so. I think there's a chance at home you can catch Washington. They're banged up a little bit too. Gibson's been hurt a little bit.
It's not an even game, Greg. What am I missing here, bro?
I don't know. I mean, they both have looked bad over the last couple of weeks. Denver has not looked good.
Von Miller hurt.
Their defense. Yeah, Von Miller got banged up a little bit last week, but even that, their whole defense as a whole hasn't been looking that great. offense has been struggling. So I can see
this being a pretty close game. Bridgewater comeback game with Jerry Jeudy coming back. Sutton's been killing low-key. Tim Patrick dropped the pass last week, a tough one. Watch that. Yep. That was tough.
Yeah, but for me, it's going to be Denver in this one, -2.5.
This is easy, bro. This one's an easy one for my 4 o'clock. Actually, this is a nice best bet, my 4 o'clock. Easy.
I like that.
This one's easy. All right, man. I have a confession to make. I have to repent my sins against Mr. Gino. I solely made the Saints my best bet last week just because I hate Geno Smith. And of course, the dummy in me took a best bet in the Monday night like an arrogant son of a gun. I stick in prime time and I'm just going against Geno Smith out of pure arrogance and hate. Of course, I was going to lose that bet. Geno Smith apparently is a cover machine.
7-0.
And you know what, man? I'm riding with them. Give me 8-0, Seahawks, -3.5, and hear me out. Jacksonville, they won, bro. We had them. I had them. They won. They beat the worst team in the league, the Miami Dolphins, at home in London, in Tottenham. Everybody's rolling around with their mustaches that they got last year from the international series from Minshew. They're loving life over there. They had a bye week. Did you see the Jacksonville team celebrate with Myers?
No.
it was like their teacher talking after the bell rang. They were so annoyed with him talking. They were just trying to talk to their friend, trying to talk to Laura, trying to give him the game ball before Myers did anything crazy, like gave the game ball for himself or some nonsense.
Yeah.
They had a bye week after that. A bye week? You're talking about, you know, the Chargers and the Buffalo Bills, two really good teams that got smacked, went into the bye week and come back with motivation. I feel you.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel you, especially on Buffalo. I think New England's too good for that. But, you know, I understand. I get you. Jacksonville? Dude, those guys were like, they retired their jerseys, I'm sure, during their bye week. They're like, we're not going to go 0-17. They were on vacation chill with their family, talking smack about Myers, about all that stuff that went down the last month. Now it feels like a season already passed for them. They're like, oh my goodness. And they have to now come back to work. They're so pissed coming back to work after summer break, right? After the summer break to their teacher, you know, Myers talking to them about how shouldn't do bad things. Meanwhile, this, you know, like.
He's doing whatever he's doing. Yeah.
Seahawks are back against the wall. They have to win this game or else Russell Wilson might just tell them, trade me now, dude. Don't even waste your time. I'm not coming back. You get rid of me in the offseason, just get rid of me now. At this point, if they don't win this game, you have to win this game. And honestly, this is a game where Jamal Adams honestly does his thing.
Yeah.
He blitz boy, takes care of business against a rookie quarterback. Their wide receivers are hurt. It's just really James Robinson and Chenault. I mean, and Marvin Jones. I mean, they can really take care of them. What do you got here?
I like Jacksonville in this one just because it's 3.5 points. So you're getting a field goal on the hook. I think Seattle's not very good. I think Jacksonville's not very good. So,
yeah. Oh, this is a stinker game.
You know, it's going to be a bad game.
I think this is a game that might be on red zone, though.
Yeah, it could be. I think Jacksonville might be fine in a little bit. They've had 2 weeks to prep for this game. I don't know. Like I said, I think it's going to be a close game, whether it's high scoring, low scoring. I'm not sure about that. There might be some weird plays with some weird turnovers and stuff like that. So, I just like Jacksonville with the 3.5 points. Seattle's just not good enough to be, you know, really a favorite against anyone. They just don't blow people out. They just don't. Like,
they don't win games.
Everything's close.
Forget that. They don't win games. But the thing is, it's just a hook here. This is begging me to take Jacksonville. They want me to take Jacksonville. They just won. They had a bye week. Everything's all dandyland. The Seattle Seahawks stink. Why the hell is Geno Smith giving points? Yes, -3.5. Like I really, really like this one.
I like
a lot
that.
Of motivation here. Last 4 o'clock, your Tom Brady Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the New Orleans Saints. God, I hate him so much. +5.5, dude. Saints, what's going on over there?
So this is for me. This is my first ever double. What am I missing? / hold my nose pick of the week.
Ooh.
Because what am I missing? Like, the Saints had such a tough time against the Seahawks last week. They haven't looked completely good. They haven't looked very good with Jameis Winston all year. He's throwing a ton of touchdowns, but no yards. Kamara's been good. They bring back Mark Ingram, which, like you're saying, not really that crazy of a deal, but still it helps. Defense, I think, has been getting healthier, which has been good. I think this is a huge. I think this one should be like 14 points as well. So this is why I can't figure out, like, why is it only 5 points? Like, Tampa Bay is killing teams. They beat Chicago last week by 30 something points. New Orleans, they're better than Chicago for sure, but are they 10, 15, 20, 30 points better? I don't know. 5.5 just doesn't seem like enough because of that, because it's so crazy low. Maybe it's a Jameis Winston revenge game. They're at home. It's Halloween. There's going to be costumes like you've never seen before in St. Louis in the Dome. I'm taking New Orleans. Hold my nose. Pick of the week. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be close. You're praying for some long bombs from Jameis Winston in this one. +5.5. Take them. Hold your nose all game because Tampa Bay is going to score because Tampa Bay scores. But Tampa Bay's secondary has just been susceptible this year. Chicago couldn't take advantage of it this year. Last week, Jameis takes care of it this week. I don't know. But I think he's playing with a little chip on his shoulder more than usual. I mean, he's a lunatic. I don't know if you've seen some of his press conferences this week. Yeah. He's just all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. But, he's made me so sad. He's made me so sad, Greg.
Why?
Because I just realized it's Halloween weekend and the Vegas Raiders aren't playing.
I know, but we got New Orleans, though.
It's tough. It's a nice consolation.
Yeah, but the Raiders fans are going crazy.
I got the Saints here because Tampa Bay cannot go. Who have they beat? They have not beat any quarterback. They have no secondary, man. I'm going to have to keep fading Tampa Bay. It's almost the same way you feel about the Chiefs, and we're about to get into that. I have no idea why all these Joes keep taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They stink. They're not good against the spread. They shouldn't be 5.5 at New Orleans, a desperate New Orleans team. Like, they just got killed.
Divisional game, like.
By the way, speaking of, 2 games last year, Tampa versus Saints. Tampa got smacked both times. Smacked out of the building. Why the hell are they favorites? Makes no sense, man. I love the Saints in this game. I'm not going to make them. It's not one of my best, but I love the Saints in this game.
Yeah, it's my whole Monday's pick of the week.
I love that. This game, Sunday night. It's kind of up in the air. We don't know if Dak Prescott's playing yet, but Lyle Collins is coming back. He's a backup offensive lineman, which means he's almost back, man. Dallas is almost at full strength, which is scary. We got Dallas at Minnesota +2.5 right now. Do you have it at 2.5 or is it at 3 for you? I have it at 2.5, honestly.
2.5.
Yeah. Listen, man, Kirk Cousins in prime time never covers. And then we got the red hot Dallas
Cowboys.
This
just makes me so mad. I don't what happened with Dak Prescott. When did he get hurt? In the middle of the game last week?
He didn't know if Dak was hurt, huh?
I had no idea Dak was hurt until I looked. Because this full disclosure, like our pick'em thing, we have Dallas -2.5 because I was all over this. Dallas -2.5 with a healthy team against Kirk Cousins prime time. This is the easiest pick of the week. This is the best bet of mine because this is just – I would bet everything. I would take all my winnings from Sunday and put them all on the line on Dallas Sunday night. This is the easiest bet I've ever come across, and now all of a sudden Dak Prescott's hurt.
Yeah,
I don't know anymore.
Yeah, I think they knew that from the beginning. Yeah, so I'm taking Minnesota here off a bye.
If Dak Prescott plays, I'm taking Dallas as a best bet. If Dak Prescott does not play, who's your backup? Ben DiNucci?
Oh, Ben DiNucci, DiNucci.
I'm not even joking. I don't know who the backup is. Not Andy Dolan.
Oh, no, he's gone. Let's check it out.
When did Dak Prescott get hurt? Were they on a bye last week?
They played last week, bro.
Who they play? No, they weren't. He was on a bye last week.
Oh, they were on a bye. You heard on the bye.
That's what I'm saying. When did Dak Prescott get hurt?
Cooper Rush, baby. Cooper Rush. I don't think the Pope will agree on that.
Cooper Rush is the backup quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, America's team.
All right. So you,
oh, they got Will, they got Will Greer down there.
That's okay, what I said. I hate that.
So yeah, so if Dak Prescott plays, Dallas, best bet, lock it in. If he doesn't play, I guess I'll go with Minnesota just because they have a ton of weapons. I mean, Cook is healthy now. I'm a little nervous about Minnesota prime time, but
what about the Dallas
secondary? If you don't have Dak, what can you do?
What about the Dallas secondary against, honestly, the Vikings? Like, they're going to kill Jefferson and Thielen. Deal's and then they got good. Cook, like you said. I like Vikings here regardless, especially because he's not healthy. Like, he's not healthy
when
he plays.
If Dak Prescott plays, doesn't matter.
It might if he plays.
Nah, they're going to kill him if he plays.
Okay, no, Vikings. King of Vikings. Especially because you like it too much, even regardless of if he plays or not. It's not going to make it. It's confused. They're not sure if he's going to play because he's injured, but if he plays, you don't care if he's under 100%. King of Vikings. Yeah.
He'll be a shotgun all game. He'll just hand it off to Zeke or he'll just throw it for
Hey, man, lucky for you, it's primetime game. I'm on the Vikings. So there you go. And guess what? I know for 100% fact we're not on this game, but this right here, Greg, is my what the hell am I missing? That the Kansas City Chiefs, all week, everybody's telling me this team is done. Patrick Mahomes is a fraud. Chiefs are... Offensive line stinks. This team might not make the playoffs. Take the alternate unders now that Greg's been on all year.
I'm two losses away, by the way. Two losses away from that hitter.
Greg, they might not get there. You know why? Because they're -9.5 this week. Why is this team -9.5? The Giants just killed Carolina.
I'll tell you why, John. And it's tough. It's tough for the average person out there to put this together. But you know it because you're an experienced gambler. I know it because I'm an experienced gambler. Gambling lines have nothing to do with reality. Nothing to do with it. All they need to do is Las Vegas says, what number can I throw up there? And all these idiot people still bet the Kansas City Chiefs. So what do? They put up -10. Kansas City sucks. I've been saying it from the beginning of the year. I'm saying it now. It's week 8. It's going to be week 10. It's going to be week 14. They stink. They have no offensive line. They didn't have it last year. They still don't have it. They stink. And you know what? Even at -10 or 9.5, whatever it is, 63% of the bets and 63% of the money are still coming in on the Kansas City Chiefs. It's insane. It makes no sense. It shouldn't be 10 points.
I know.
They're not 10 points better.
This is why, what the hell am I missing? And because of that, I have to take the Chiefs. What the hell am I missing, bro?
I can't believe you're taking the Chiefs. I come on here every week and I fight for the people to listen and take and bet against the Kansas City Chiefs. And you just don't do it.
What do you mean I did? I had Tennessee money line.
Some weeks, you pick and choose. It doesn't matter. Yeah, they never cover.
Yeah, you can choose.
The New York Giants, I'm so confident about this. The New York Giants are my honorary backup best bet of the week if Dak Prescott does not play. If Dak Prescott does not play, the Giants are my best bet, my third best bet, final best bet of the week, +9.5, +10, whatever you want.
I don't hate it. The Giants are good on the road.
Everyone's back and practicing. Whether they play or not, I don't know. But they have 4 wide receivers that can play this week. Saquon Barkley might be playing. They're fine. They looked good last week. They're going to look good again this week. It's going to be competitive. It's going to be close. They're not going to get blown out by 30. So.
Okay, or 10.
Yeah. Like I said, they're going to keep it close.
9.5. So, I think Kansas City went by double digits.
Do you want to run through these lists again real quick, or you want to go to our teasers and Hail Marys?
Let's do the teasers and Hail Marys real quick, and we'll wrap up with the full week.
Okay, for me, I'm going for both the teasers and the Hail Mary parlays. Again, last week I hit $100 on to win $2,500 on 3 moneyline underdogs, Indy, Cincy, Tennessee. And John, the beautiful thing about that Hail Mary parlay, not a single game was close. You didn't have to sweat out a single thing. It was beautiful. Every game was a blowout. Every game was easy. And this week, I'm going opposite of that. I'm going favorites. I'm going, instead of going money line underdogs, I'm going heavy favorites. And we're taking the points, but that's okay. Buffalo, Dallas again if Dak plays, Cincinnati and the Rams. Those four teams together. You lay the points with all of those teams, plus 1230 on the Hail Mary parlay. You throw those four teams into a teaser. Depending on where you're at, I would sell a point or two. I would sell a point or two if you can to get these all under football numbers. So on this teaser ticket that I have Buffalo minus 8.5. That's under the 10-point football number. The Rams minus 9.5. Bengals is minus 5.5. And then Dallas sits at minus or plus 7.5 on this ticket. So now you're getting a touchdown and a half. Again, if Dak plays, it's a beautiful thing. That's at plus 275. If not, I don't know if I still would actually put this ticket in just because plus 7.5 with Kirk Cousins at on, you know, primetime TV. It's not the worst thing in the world. So a plus 275 is worth taking a shot. You hit the Hail Mary last week, so you're up. Take a shot with it. What do you got for Hail Marys and teasers?
We'll go easy on my Hail Mary. I got Indy, Denver, Pittsburgh, and Patriots. Just take that. Just take the spreads on those. I mean, we talked them to death. Patriots getting too many points.
Yep.
Doesn't make sense that Pittsburgh is getting points, in my opinion, off a bye. Denver, this should be a bounce back. And Indy should really kill the Tennessee Titans after two big weeks for them. So that seems like an easy parlay for me, even though it's in the Hail Mary. I'm trying to just get back to it. You know what I mean? Just trying to take some easy ones. But, you know, we always got to have something fun in there. So my teaser is kind of crazy. I got, again, Pittsburgh, Patriots, Broncos, and Indy on the teaser. And then we're going to throw in the Dolphins. Yes, the Dolphins, right?
Okay. Because
even the Dolphins need love sometimes, but the only time you can show them some love is the teaser in there.
Yeah.
Throw it on the Panthers, and then Lions, and honestly, the Bengals. I never go this way. I never take the favorite. But there's no way the Jets are going to keep this within a field goal. Come on. Come on. Field goal is tough. Like that, like the Bengals are going to be working the field at the end there to try to score. Give me a break. I'm going to throw Cincinnati in there anyway. And I have the Jets on the hold your nose too. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, just exactly. Just, you know, give me that, you know, Bengals by 8. Why not? You know, that's a lopsided game. 17-0 in the first half, as usual. And we're going from there. But that's about it. You want to go through the full slate real quick?
Yeah, let's go quick.
Carolina, Atlanta.
Atlanta minus 2.5.
All right, I'm on Carolina. Miami at Buffalo.
Buffalo minus 13.5.
Same. Let's go. San Francisco at Chicago.
Chicago plus 3.5.
Disgusting. Don't ever take Chicago again in my presence. Taking San Francisco. Pittsburgh at Cleveland.
Pittsburgh plus 3.5.
Best bet, baby. Give me Pittsburgh. Philly at Detroit.
Detroit plus 3.5.
Taking it too. And I suck at betting Philly, so congrats, Philly. Tennessee at Indy. Best bet, Indy, baby.
Indy plus 1.5.
I love it. Cincy at the Jets, 10 points. Hold your nose. Take the Jets. What do you got?
Cincy minus 10. Best bet.
Best team in the league and best bet. Rams at Houston. Houston 14 in the hook. Too many points, man. Just too many. Give me Houston.
Rams minus 14.5.
New England at the Chargers. I don't know what am I missing. Give me the Patriots, 5.5.
Chargers minus 5.5.
I'll stay away from that money line, though. Jacksonville at Seattle minus 3.5. The cover machine, Geno Smith. I'm taking him. Seahawks. Jacksonville stinks. They got their win.
Jacksonville plus 3.5.
Washington at Denver. My best bet, Denver at home, minus 2.5.
I'm with you. Denver minus 2.5.
Let's go. I like that. Tampa Bay at New Orleans. New Orleans plus 5.5. What am I missing?
Yeah, this is my combo. What am I missing at Hold Your Nose Pick of the Week? New Orleans plus 5.5.
I like that. We got the maybe Dak Prescott, Dallas Cowboys at Minnesota Vikings, primetime Kirk Cousins. Let me go with primetime Kirky. I'm a dummy. I'll just do that. I'll take it. I stick in prime time. I'll stick with Kirk. Brings us to our finale. Your Kansas City Chiefs. You're wearing red for them. Minus.
I will never be more right about a take if the Giants cover this week. The Giants stink. They're disgusting to watch.
I mean, they killed Carolina.
Yeah, they did. Carolina stinks. Giants plus 9.5. My honorary best bet if Dak Prescott doesn't play.
All right, that's fine. I like the Chiefs here. Give me a bounce back, Mahomes.
Bounce back.
All right. That wraps it up for Winning Picks Weekly, Week 8. You know where to catch us. Just like, subscribe to our YouTube. We know you're listening to us. We know you're interacting with us. Just hit the button. It helps everyone.
Yeah, leave a comment. Please. Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Give us a like, give us a follow.
You name it, we are there, right, Alex?
Yeah, let us know what you're taking this week.